And you say you come back to this area quite often.
Oh, yeah. Once a week, I'm down the street at Fat Albert's Coffee House.
Oh, yeah.
Once a month, at least, I'm over at the gallery, and I shop in Kensington.
Nice. Do you find that the area's changed quite a bit?
Totally.
Since when you're
little? Yeah.
Do you think it's good or bad?
I can't say.
Yeah, yeah.
About good or bad. Yeah. It's busier.
Yes.
There's more people.
Yes.
It's much more cosmopolitan. When the Clark was built, I mean, that was really controversial.
Yes, I've heard. I remember going on a James walk at the old, not old because it's still there, but the Queen and Alsington location.
Did you go with a group of theater people?
Oh, maybe.
That was my theater. Not my theater. That's the theater I'm artist in residence with.
Oh, Workman's Faith? No, not Workman's.
Friendly Spike Theater. We did the patients, the unpaid patient labor play.
But I learned so much about CAMH and how naming it Clark Institute was very, probably wasn't the best thing.
He was a jerk.
That's what I heard.
And that's being polite.
Yes. And it was so interesting to seeing the patients, I guess their names were on the bricks.
Did you go with a professor?
I don't remember.
Because if you went with us, you would have met. You would have seen me. I did the music.
Oh, there was no music in this.
Then you went with the professor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we based our play on that research that you did.
Right, right.
Yeah. So the controversy is up again. They didn't want it. And now they don't want to let it go. A lot of people don't know that Clark was really a sadist,
right?
You know, and a racist.
Yeah. After I heard all those stories, I was just like, and they named a building after him. It's just
the research I read.
Right.
The whole system is based on his moral authority.
Oh.
You know, even in the. I'm not sure, 10 or so years, 15 years I've been involved with the consumer survivor community. It seems when they started to bring attention to destigmatize, it was through artists. And then business people caught on, and doctors caught on, and usurped the work of the artists.
Yeah.
And it's been very quick,
right?
You know, the decimation.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I'm biased. You know, I'm always on the side of the patient and on the side of the artist.